This is Ray Hanania, and I hope you enjoy my podcast. For more information, visit www.rayhanania.com. Where is the Palestinian Exodus? The Arab News Newspaper, June 15, 2017. The 50th anniversary of Israel's military invasion of Arab East Jerusalem, the Gaza Strip, and the West Bank has pretty much passed in the same way as all anniversaries have passed in America and in the Arab world. Palestinian activists, Arab and Muslim organizations in America issued passionate, well-meaning statements denouncing Israel and urging people not to forget. In the Arab and Muslim world, though, it passed with barely a rumble. The people and the leadership in the Arab community have changed. What's not changed is how we tell our story. We're basically doing the same things today that we did in 1948 and in 1967, but with less physical resistance and violence, of course. We don't really need violence. What we do need is to do a better job of telling our story. Palestinians continue to protest and organize and hold conferences where they speak to the choir. Sometimes the activism is effective, such as with the BDS movement. BDS, boycott, divestment, sanction, has made gains, but it's still not enough to bring about real change. It hasn't brought about substantive change, and Israel continues to expand slowly and steadily, erasing the Palestinian identity. Plus, BDS has issues. It's not sure whether they boycott the occupation or Israel in its entirety. What we should be doing is what Israel began doing since 1948. Israel knows how to tell its story to mass audiences effectively and in a compelling narrative. The story Israel tells is not accurate, of course. It's built on lies, exaggerations, and the demonization of Palestinians and anyone who criticizes them. We need to do a better job of telling our story. I was in a major Chicago library the other day in the Middle East section, where I found dozens of books by Israelis and Jews who shared their experiences in building a state in the shadow of the Holocaust in a very compelling writing style. The two sides work together, but the literature of the two sides is vastly different, not just in the facts that each tell, but in the style in which they tell it. The Israeli story wasn't weighed down with footnotes or even facts. They were not written the way most Arab books are written, as factual but boring academic dissertations. Yes, sadly, the truth can be boring, and boring is not read. The pro-Israel books offered compelling narratives of what it is like to be them. They neutralize the Palestinian narrative. The Israelis succeed in connecting with their audience, in this case American readers, far better than the Palestinians and Arabs have been able to do. Only a very few Palestinian and Arab writers have told their stories in a personal way that might connect with American readers. It isn't just the print industry that is the problem, it's everywhere. The gap between how Israelis present their story and how Palestinians and Arabs present their story is immense. It exists in the movies, the theater, and on television, not just in the popular TV sitcoms, but also in the fundamental brain shows like those on the History Channel. The truth is that after 70 years, the real story of Palestine has not been told in a powerful, compelling, or effective way for audiences to embrace. Yet the Palestinian story is very powerful, the kind that makes for great books and great movies. I've written about the power of the fictional story Leon Uris wrote about the birth of Israel called Exodus. Uris was commissioned by Israel to create a compelling narrative, a myth, that was both believable and that would bring American audience to the edge of tears and compassion. Yet where is the Palestinian Exodus? Is it because we don't have the money? We have the stories. The nightmare in Gaza alone could tug at the heartstrings of Americans. Yet it doesn't because it hasn't been produced. The difference in the effectiveness of the Israeli narrative and the Palestinian narrative is not a gap based on substance or facts. It is a gap based on delivery. And by delivery, I mean the manner in which a story is told. The Palestinian Arab narrative is handicapped by ineffective communications that lack some fundamental basics when speaking to Western audiences, especially Americans. What are those fundamental basics? It's not what you say, but how you say it. You don't win the debate by winning the argument. You win the debate by winning the audience. the more you look, act, dress, and sound like the audience you are addressing, the more the audience will embrace your narrative. It is a fact of human nature. Most importantly, don't stand in the way of your own story. Let the story tell itself. Your anger, your emotion, and even your passion can be a roadblock for audiences, not an asset. Put your passion into crafting the story, not in telling the story. Compelling narrative comes from the delivery of the story, not from the narrative itself. What I mean by delivery is not how you hand it to someone, but the substance of what you are saying. You have to tell the story in a way that your audience wants to hear it, not in the way you want to tell it. Don't talk to yourself. If the audience is not listening or is not receptive to your story, then it won't be heard. Is there not someone out there who knows how to tell the Palestinian story the way the audience needs to hear it? Nearly 70 years since the Nakba and 50 years since the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, shame. I am still asking that question. I'm Ray Hanania. Thanks for listening to my podcasts, which reflect my writings. I write about Middle East issues and mainstream American issues in several print newspapers, like the Arab News in Saudi Arabia and the Southwest News newspaper group in suburban Chicagoland. I also write for several online news websites, including thearabdailynews.com and suburbanchicagoland.com. Create a free icon on your mobile device for my podcast by visiting my podcast page at rayhanania.com, and keep up with my world by checking out the links there again at rayhanania.com. Thank you so much.